Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, this is how Bahle goes out with her song, Yahweh. All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, and I trust and believe the Father is doing you good, is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together. And we will be joined by Jablan Dominic. We'll be joined by Sipho Paulos. It is just going to be wonderful.
Mamela inkqubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo, ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart Kongo lwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane ipodcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, I was telling my student Husha, you know, she's exceptional these days, and saying, you know what, there's a song that reminds me of Shalama. And remember, I will play you an artist who used to lead the group Shalama. His name is Howard Hewitt. And I will play his song later on. But I just wanted to start with this song because really, if you could look into it, it reminds me of Shalama or Odyssey. If you remember the groups, man.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Oh yeah, this is one of those songs, man. Beautiful songs by the Singletons, Savior, Lord and King, the name of the song. Please, I'm just going to play some few songs just to make this a beautiful time. And there's a song that I used to play when I was in London with some of my friends. And I used to play this song. It was cold there. And then there was this group that was new on the line, man. I just got them here when I was here. And then when I went out of the country, and we were playing quite a lot of stuff there. One of the songs that I played, because we played the Singleton, that's where they are saying, Lord, Savior and King, and here is my heart. I remember that I used to play Out of Eden, and the name of the song also is Here's My Heart. Listen to this. I played this 20 years ago, man.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Now that song is sung by a group called Out of Eden. Check them out. And there's quite a great sense with this. If you would get, you know, the Singletons, you'd get the group also Shalama, and you'd get the group also Out of Eden, and you would check there is something that they say in secret, you know, in secret, with regards to their stature. And it's amazing. One day, if we have time, I will explain this. But hey, check this out. This is a beautiful song, man. Beautiful, beautiful. And someone told me, oh no, they sound like a Destiny's Child and all that. I said, hey, I don't know Destiny's Child, Mina.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Ah, I tell you, out of Eden there, here's my heart. It's been broken. It's been wounded, but I give it all to you. I had lost so many things, man. There was a time that we lost the whole building of the church. It was taken by people. Even today, they still have it. The people that I worked with, they turned against me. And I don't blame them. People go through those stages. And there was a time when my heart was so broken. I remember I was sitting in one of my flats. I remember very well. And at a stoop, and I was wondering what is happening, because attacks were coming left, right, and center, even from people that I never thought would do things. They did that, and the only thing I could really do is this. And it was for the second time in my life that I did this, because of betrayals. You know, there was a time when my clothes were burned off and I was kicked out of the house as a young boy to go in the streets. And I remember crying, going through a hostel in Attridgeville, because I was a small boy. And I said to the father, well, I want to see what you want to do with this life, because as for me, I just don't see anything good happening, but only you know. I want to see what you want to do. I never said amen. It was my communication to the Most Holy High Father. And here I am today. I'm not saying successful and what, but I'm seeing what He is doing. I have a glimpse of what He is doing with my life. And it's amazing. Let me welcome our guest, Sipho Paulos. Gaphila unjani kodwa bodwa ami.
Ah, wasibingelele mfoka popo zani balalele sibingelele nomfundisi wethu mothe nabalele gamele inkosi. Amen.
Wangibiza ngegama umkhulu angibize ngalo mfowethu. Nogogo wami, ugogo wami unashabela lo ngikhulisa. Bekangibiza Mpompo. But Mpompo bekangathi usiphi? But Mpompo, Mpompo zani. Ngithi mara wayini ngibiza Mpompo zani? Uma uzalwa wena abantu beza la bangani bashaya amabhele. Bathi usiphi ufikile. Baba. And when I was growing up as a small boy, and I would go around, and everybody who is from Mamelodi at D5 would always say, "Kanti uphi Sipho?" You know, even now, I mean, now I'm old, and they still ask. Those who are remaining, they still ask. I remember one time when I was in hospital for almost 2.5 years, and there was this lady who was working night shift, a sister there, and then she looked at me, she said, "Eish, ufana nonjanyana." I asked, "Uyamazi njalo ngathi you're talking about my father." Bekahlala D5 in, and she took a call at, "Hey, nangu Sipho." Mpompo. Eish, mfundisi Motha. Ah, ngiyazi mnganami siyakuthema, wazi nokuthi sikhuluma ngani. Ithi ngikubingelela. Minjano, mfundisi Motha.
Eh, mfundisi siyabingelela. Siyabingelela ncinto. Siyabingelela. Angingazi ngini le bengingazazi.
Danko.
Yes, angibingelele nomfowethu lapha, nomfowethu umfundisi Sipho Paulos egameni lenkosi uJesu nabalalele emakhaya umfundisi Jabulane Birgitted, my brother, in the wonderful name of Yehoshua Mashiach.
Hallelujah. Tonight we are talking about pride, man. Yo. You know, we are talking about pride. How pride manifests itself in our lives, in the lives of our friends, in the lives of our spouses. I don't want to use the word partners. It's so licentious. You know, me and my partner, kusho ukuthi lo muntu uthi akashadanga mara sengathushadile mara ngathakashadanga mara sengathushadile mara akashadanga yena mara sengathi ushadile ngoba bahlala indawo mara sengathusha akashadanga partner. Hi, spouses. You know, and at times amongst those who are you know, our children, our siblings, our parents, how does pride manifest itself, and what does the word of the Father say with regards to this? And today I just want to read verses that are warnings against pride. Verses that are warnings against pride. I won't be defining it. I trust you know what it is. But in the verses that are warnings, you would be able to see.
Oh.
You will be able to see the very notion of what pride is. Ish. Esther chapter 5 verse 11. Then Haman told them of his riches, the multitude of his children, everything in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king. Pride. Seeing yourself as being above others. Seeing yourself as the only playmaker. Seeing yourself as the... You know that these people who even work in companies and you say, hey, if I can leave this company, it will collapse. It won't, man. When you came, it was there. Hey, himi ngenza yonke into. Hey, himi, hey, ngaphandle kwami umsebenzi ngeke yenzeke for a while, and you will be replaced. Nevertheless, Haman told them of his great riches. People brag about these things, their riches. Sometimes mutathi ngifuna ukufakaza kanti hayi, they're just coming to brag, Sipho, nawe mfundisi Motha. They're just coming to brag. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu. Mkami sukuma bakubone.
Hey.
Leso skhathi umfake ama Gucci nama Prado. Nanani. Umfake zonke lezo zinto lezo. Akekho vele uma ubheka lapha enkonzweni ofana naye. Phakama bakubone mkami. Aphakame
naye.
Ya, ayenze isandla sakhe asidrayisa so ngathi uQueen Eliza. Ya, wena mawuyoshumayela uyaphambili bakulethela amanzi. Isitulo ohlala kuso wena sinamasofa, sine juice, sinani futhi. Hayi, inyama eyosiwa yikho ne. Hayi, ingaba khona kokunye uthola ukuthi abanye baphethe, ngabona abanye badla ivorus ebusuku enkonzweni, babafostela abantu ukuthi badla ivorus. Ngayibona leyo. Hey Mutha, wena lokuthi hey, ayikho inyama. Abantu bayosa la, usele wena. Wena lamza lokusidla inkomazi. I'm telling you, and these people basically have to tend you. Wena uphathelwa iBhayibheli. People are throwing down their jackets so that you can walk on them with your kick and poboza. You are displaying your splendor. There are people who are displaying their anointing. Kutiena, u anointed ngono kunoRay. Bona thina sibaningi kanjani. Bona uRay uwe kanjani. Bona thina sibaningi kanjani.
It's all about Tina.
It's all about Tina, mngani wami. Uyiphethe lapho my ahi. Uyiphethe. It's all about Tina.
Kodwa nokuthi kube kuthathwe ngabo sofa uyobekwa kupulpit kuthiwa uzoshumayela.
Hayi khona.
Okanye kuthiwa kube kuthiwa imoto iyangena. Uyongena wehle phakathi sowehla kupulpit.
Lalela la mco. Hayi wena. Kenneth, umuntu ungene ngesithuthuthu. ungene ngesithuthuthu enkonzweni athi bom 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 bathi yo ntate Moruti ngoba bakwazi ukupronounce i-R la bathi ntate Moruti angena laphayana angena laphayana agqoke isikhethe
andicupha isikhathi lapho uma sesekuthiwa hhayi sebafike bonke ngifuna kuba wokugcina angithi ngifuna ukubonwa phela
ya makafika phambili umfazi wakhona ushaya enye i-4 yokuthi nibone iy'qathulo zakhe ngaphansi ukuthi yilezi ezibovu lezi yabona lezi ezigcokwa yila bantu abasepalamende thola balele lapha epalamende angazi bafuna bagcole iy'qathulo zibovu ngaphansi laphana isolo yakhona ibovu kusho ukuthi ziyadura le y'qathulo zibuye eturkey hhayi lakithi emarabastad eturkey ya yeah. They display their splendor. They display their academic achievements. They display their professions. They display their cars. They display their greatness. They display about how good they are in comparison with the rest. That's what that verse is saying. Yes.
Mazovela nje mina ngifakele t-shirt yami ngibe uke ubukwe.
Yeah.
From head to toe,
yeah.
Ukuthi ugqoke kanjani.
Yeah.
Angikhulumi nabantu kulelazinga abagqoka ngale ndlela.
He madoda.
Ubhekwe attire, ubhekwe kuthiwa you are already being disqualified ungakavuli ngisho nomlomo.
Uyabona madoda angena laphayana nabo abakubingeleli ngoba bonke bagqoke njengeyinkinsela zasemgungundlovu. Bahle ndoda. Uyayazi inkinsela zasemgungundlovu? Bahle bagqokile bashaya ukotini.
Baswenka.
Bayaswenka sipho, baswenkile. Athi we oh waze waswenka namhlanje. Ya.
Yeah.
Hey Matod, the second verse. Naman, you remember Naman? I was talking about Haman and I want to talk about Naman in 2 Kings chapter 5:11. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Elohim, Yahuwah, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Cabang, umuntu yagula leso sikhathi. Uphethwe isiliphelo. Kodwa, uphakeme. Ufuna u-Eliya. Aphume, azomkhonza ngokumkhulekela. U-Eliya kambheki nokumbheka aphumele nawo phambi kuphuke ngoba uthi hambani imtshela hamba yogeza lapha emfuleni okuthiwa isilo wami. Yabona ukuthi le ndoda is full of himself. Kuthiwa makasuka laphana bekathukuthele, ya, agaya unwabo. Athukuthele. Eloku enesilepheri iy'nyama ziwa ngapha namazipho ewamare thukuthele. I-pride phela iyavithiza. Khona omunye umngane wami laphayana. Ntasinga eval uthi ikushaya umriviti ya uLindy King uthi ikushaya umriviti uyabona ipride injalo baba and then we see those kinds of things these days sipho itinqale ngabe mngani wami uthini ke wena
uwa umfundisi what a topic and we thank God ukuthi we are here today sizofunda sonke
kubazaleli sifunde absolutely absolutely.
Mm, and I thank God for this opportunity. May God help us. It's very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's where we see self-love, where this arrogance is in everything, in speech, in everything. That sometimes, it's a pride in disguise. And it's so sad nowadays, it becomes a norm, even in our churches, where we see people lack honor. Not giving God glory, but stealing the glory for themselves, shining the expense of other people's glory. And ubonakala ukuthi mfundo silento bayenza imission yabo self praise. Yingakho kubalekile njengabantwana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi sikubalekele ngoba uSatan is the devil today. It is because of pride, and that's what makes him ukuthi abe la ekhona namhlanje emhlabeni. Ingoba wayenepride. Ingakho kubalekile ukuthi kumele sigweme ngazo zonke indlela. Uma sifunda ke lapha amahubo chapter 10, besifundise ukuthi ingozi yepride ikuphi ngoba that's where we see many people belimala because of pride. Uma simfunda lapha uverse 2 ka chapter 10 uthi ngokuphoca komuntu umpofu uyahlupheka. Nabanje ngokuphoca kokubi komubi umpofu uyahlupheka.
nababanjwe ngamacebo abacebileyo. Ingakho umfundisi sibona lezi nto lezi ukuthi abantu abane pride greedy. Sibona abantu abane pride baba nalokuzi ukuba nos every time wona bebeka izinto uvela bona kunokuvela uNkulunkulu. Ingakho sibabonile futhi abanye emvuselelweni zethu la mababamba imvuselelo badize emvuselelweni wethu sivusa abafileyo siphilisa abagulayo. Ubona ukuthi le nto it's no longer Christ revealed, it's not Christ centered, but kuba amagama amasonto abo. Ngikufundile lokuthi mfundisi ngalesikhathi sivela thina uNkulunkulu uyancipha bese uNkulunkulu ethi okay uthi uzawukhona wena akuvele, and ngalesikhathi kuvela thina ingalesikhathi kuvela ukusihluleka kwethu. Ingakho i-pride is a disease mfundisi okumele siyigweme ngazo zonke izindlela, ngoba sibona abaningi bewa emsini bewiswa yi-pride ethi today isonto angeke likwazi ukuma angekho. Sibabona lapha kwi-praise and worship, kibona uma ngakafiki bona inkonzo iyahula ihambela phansi, umoya kaNkulunkulu wehli ngoba kuvele le pride, and the pride iyabenza abantu baxabane. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 10 uthi ngokuyiqhenya kuvela ukuxabana phela. Sibone namaminista amaningi mfundisi eqala omunye hamba yovula lapha ekhona mfundisi Motha esecala lakhe isonto, ngoba omunye ubona ukuthi omunye makashumayela kwangathi omunye uphathe. And the most of the time yila sibona khona ukuthi makushumayela ubani akezwa kahle ubani akamusho amen, makushumayela abantu abanye bemangizinyawo. Le nto yenza ukuthi amabandla angasahambelani mfundisi, amanye kungabafundisi bebekade beshumayela ugqobo noma ivangele lona. I was touched ngendlela introduce ngayo topic ukuthi some of the things that God has made ukuthi nibe nazo njengeministry it was taken by others, and if you could check sometimes along the way there was pride somewhere. Abantu abathina ngeke siqhathwe ubani, thina ngeke sizwe ngobani, and that thing yenza kwaba divided, ngoba where there is pride there is division, and when there is division uSatan uzofuna ukubusa kule ndlela. Nala verse mfundisi engifundile ukuthi pride iyayenza abantu ukuthi noma bakudifikate but bangafuni ukuthobelana babodwa. Ngoba like thobelana nemfundisi sibona amandla kaNkulunkulu ukuthi imoya abaprofethi iyathobelana, kodwa uma abantu bene pride abakwazi mfundisi ukuthobelana. Ingakho Yesu chapter 16 verse 18 lithi ukuzidla kwandulela ukubhujiswa, nonomoya ukuthenya wandulela ukuwa. Yila mfundisi uzobabona abantu bezinso khona basuka kamhlungu mfundisi, manje kusase yibo kubonakala bashine, but where there is pride then there is something that will come surprising to them where we'll see their fall, and their downfall that's where we'll recognize no love ngaphakanyiswa ngunkulunkulu usikwa siphakamisa yena. And then you pride futhi ukuthi umuntu onile like singama spouse ungafuni uku accept ukuthi wrong uthi hayi mina ngiyindoda sengiyahamba ngiyothenga lapha ya okwamafruit nyana sengithengele unkosikazi iqathulo ngoba nginila pride ukuthi nje I'm sorry. Yingakho kubalulekile ukuthi pride you must get rid of it, ngoba yenza ukuthi egcineni kuwa nokuwa.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just joined us, man, we are talking about pride and what it is even all about. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We see the aspects of pride in many instances. Kukhona kokunye when the Father says no, yenza into eso uthi hayi ngiyasebenza. Phela la ngisebenza khona yimi umanager. La ngisebenza khona yimi umanager.
Umanager
yimi omkhulu. Yeah, yimi manager. Hey. So mabame kancane labantu laba. Uyayibona? Mabathu kuma kancane bangishayisa ikhefu ngizeza mangifuna bese ipride kwesinye isikhathi kutshela ukuthi ungayi ukuyenza umsebenzi wakho kaNkulunkulu ngoba udiniwe namhlanje.
Kodwa noma uthole i-call ekuthiwa bakulindile, they are ready waiting for you. They must wait.
They shall wait.
Yeah.
Hey, badoda.
And ukusho lokho as if there's nothing. They shall wait, I will come. Uyabona nje kuyikukhumeza kusho ukuthi you don't even have the respect yalabo bantu who have taken their time to meet with you as their manager, as their leader, and when uphakamise nje isikhundla ukuthi ngani I am a CEO or I am kuthola ukuthi ayikho into edilela edileyayo noma ekubambayo uthi nje just wanna drink coffee. They must just wait till them to wait, I will come. But kube kunguwo obeka isikhathi sika 12.
Yeah.
And bona when they are late in your appointment, hey, uphakama ukwade ngenye indlela. But bona ubabhekela phansi. Because the pride is when you are actually overlooking. Ubabukela abanye abantu, ubabhekela phansi, uzibone wena ungcono kakhulu kunabo.
Absolutely, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout, up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, and I believe you are fine too.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
There you go. Now, as I said, today I'll be playing some of the songs that I used to play some time ago, you know, and I said to you I will play Howard Hewitt of Shalamar also. This used to be the lead singer of Shalamar, but he also went solo, and I'm playing songs that, you know, Hollywood told them that you should never record such songs again. That never record such songs again. And you never hear him singing that song. Just like Lionel Richie with the Commodores, that song, Jesus is Love. Hey, you must never record that song again. And also the guy called L. DeBarge. I don't know if you know L. DeBarge. L. DeBarge also was told, never record such a song again. I think I will start with him so that you hear what I'm trying to say. Because he was told, hey, Moni, if you want to be successful, just go in and record with 4 Sounds Plus 1 and featuring also, who is this lady? Who sings I'm Every Woman? Not Whitney Houston, no. Shaka Khan. Says, go and sing the song that says Between the Sheets. Yeah, lezo is it. He must put that less. But le. You sing it again, you're gone, you know, and so you won't even hear him singing it in festivals anywhere. You will never hear him, and they just snuck it out, this song, and this song became such a hit. I will play it for you, I promise. All right, Mfundisi Mota. Now I want to look at Psalms chapter 10 verse 2. A wicked man in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. Pride, we see it by those who persecute the poor. Those who work for you, you underpay them. Huh?
Yes.
You underpay them. Those who work for you. And you basically give them nothing. Ilas number isn't this bully legwako.
Yeah.
Last number, Brawam. Yen table. Impasto zipabona as season.
Amazing, don't let us say seven. She saw the wind.
Imitamelonia, a loba pile, Nisha Ninja Yako, I full look Cambalala Gulos, Gulom Camel.
And you exploit their kindness towards you,
the dependency towards you, because when you have money and they are poor,
and you and them feel you ukuthi you have money, uma uqhamuka you want them to run around uthi ayo Mr. Boss is now with here. And pride mfundisi leyo, because you are even undermining them. You don't even treat them as human, you don't even treat them as men. You will even find that that person is even older than you. But
lava lala kona mpo. Indlako inkulu mota mare nulala lapha ezozweni ehokweni eliduze nelenja. Angithi uthahlale lapha 5 days. Umbiza aunty and unegama.
Yeah.
abantu bathuka abantu la ngaphansi babhekela abantu abanye phansi ngoba uyamkhokhela ngoba yonke into le mina ngikhulunyiswa ukuthi yazi mhlambe ngikhuliswe ugogo obeke sebenza belungu and akukuthi ngendlela belungu bemenza ngakhona What comes to mind, Funis Mota?
Mfundisi, lapho kukhona khona Pride Days with wickedness. Ukhona ububi.
Yeah.
And nomoya kaNkulunkulu awusekho lapho.
Awu operate lapho.
Awusa operate because lithi kaNkulunkulu God resists the proud.
Yo.
But to those who are humble, he continually
gives them grace,
upon their lives. Gives them grace, and it does not, it's not a once-off thing. It is a continuous thing because they remain humble. But those who have pride, he rejects them. That is why you will find umuntu, you will be treating that particular person as nothing. And uze utinimbona njenge, it is because of me. It's a pride. Kangangokuthi umfundisi wami uma uzongipha a jacket, a beautiful jacket, iyagqokeka. But now, asikho isidingo sokuthi nimbona nje bazalwane, this jacket uphiwe yimi. This is the manifestation of the pride itself when people start to do things just to get or to please abantu. So that you can be known. Ukuthi ay umfundisi Mota uyapha uyabela abampofu. And uthi noma ngabe uthi uyabheka naloko ukuthi wabela abampofu, you are giving them ukudla osokubona na ukuthi the date is lapsed, you cannot even eat it. But now because you have no respect of other people, you just give it to them. Kusho ukuthi babona bafana lezwayo ukukhuluma ngokuthi you'll find that auntie on a gama on a sbong, but a beg where to the Gwendrienja. You are treating him or her like a dog, like a trash of nothing, because you are saying, I'm putting food in his on his table, yimi or mondlai. And you are exploiting, you know, their dependence on you, their respect on you. You are, you know, when we speak of exploitation, you are using it that in a wrong way. You want to be feared. You want ukuthi mawuka bazo uzo umuntu aza feel ukuthi eh ngenze njani ngikhumule jacket ngindlale phansi so that he can walk on it.
Hey.
People baze basabe bangabi so comfortable at ease in your presence because even the way you are uttering the words when you speak to them, you just speak like you are speaking to nobody. And that is the manifestation of pride. And that Mingago, the book of Psalms says, they are persecuting the poor, the wickedness. It is persecuting, not the poor because they have nothing, but the poor because they are giving you that honor. But instead of receiving that and give the honor back to them, you are exploiting that. You are using that to your advantage. And the manifestation of pride, Mfundisi, you will find abantu but noma benza into, but so that people can see me, so that I can be known. It's like a worship team leader. Also, love nje. Kuplaniwe kahle ukuthi we are going to meet, we are going to have a prayer tonight, we are going to be practicing or rehearsing. Oh, we'll be there, we'll assign to a tomorrow you are going to be assigned in the service, we'll do 1, 2, 3. But then he said, I want to see if without me they can do it. That is pride. And I want to tell you, ukuthi uNkulunkulu can use anybody at any time. You know, uma uzoswenkela uNkulunkulu inkosi yami, it leads to a destruction. Umfundisi usibukhulumile ngako lokho wathi ipride uze wakhuluma ngonamani ukuthi bese kuvithika kuthi vithi ehamba. Ipride iyakuvithiza and ipride iletha ukuthi kube khona ukulwa, kube khona ukuxabana, kube khona ukungezwani, quarrels, because of pride, and there is like a lack of respect, and there is not even honor in honoring the father himself. Because when you honor the father, you are able to honor other people, regardless of what they have, regardless of where they are, regardless of where they're coming from. Mm. But you need to understand that whatsoever that you have, you're having it, comes from the father. And God trusts you with that, that you can distribute, that you can bless other people through you. But now, when you start to see yourself better than others, when your heart is so haughty that you see yourself Uze value were unto the things that you have. You spoke earlier, Ugoti, no manga be to Mundria Fagaza, but Upfagaz back corner, you can see Ugoti actually Ula Ugozo Prega. That's to be known, Ugoti. You wambang him, Une Motezo Ten La Pica, Bingena Pim Motozo Shumae.
Hey, my dad.
Uzokuluma izukankulunkulu, you are the minister of God. You know, when we speak of a minister, we are speaking of somebody who speak what is written. A minister speak to what is written, what is written in the word. Uzo siza ngano sitele ukuthi unemotezo 20 unabantu sebenza abanga ekubeni uyabahlukumeza. You are exploiting them. You are not even treating them as people. And to certain extent, because of that pride, even your children start to have that kind of an attitude. Tomorrow, the destruction will come and they will be suffering.
Yeah. We are talking about pride, what it is all about. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. What have you experienced about pride? Some of the things maybe we are not even saying here, which talk about pride. What is pride even all about? Some of the warnings with regards to it. A pride, and some of the manifestations of pride, or some of the reflections of pride that we see even amongst ourselves. Nothing concerning. Hey, my dad. Hey, my dad. Munga hambing in more danger. Hey, he. Nga drive him as the 626. Well, it's cut a seat as a boy.
Yeah.
For a long time, I think for 6 years or something. I think Selumfundi Sindlovu, a first loras. And I remember meeting my friends after getting married. Then I stayed married. And then after 2 years, I went to visit my friends. Ewangqina lesikhathing shot. I think after 5 years, yes. And then Tola Bashinjili Moto and then Avelela Nge Mazda 66. So, but this Mazda, Buguenye, Le Bugi Umgami, but Imshope Nayo. So, Gafiala Pabas is Hamba, but our rib. Usahamba ngale 626 leya ngithi ngithi no ngithi hay yonikhona ngisahamba ngayo mara le akusiyo but unamanga mali iyo le hay Raymond no yekela uphundisi kutholela umsebenzi mina ngiy manager laphela. I'm telling you, I had offers to come and work as a manager at the Coca-Cola company and kuthiwa hay Ray no sisaphansi ngathi hey namanje bangivakashela abangivakashela lamadoda.
Hey, you pride Mfundisi injalo. You even look down on people of the due to the substance of what they have.
Hey.
Due to once you uzwa ukuthi I'm coming from eRamaphosa in that location ngathi alicacwe kahle. You don't even want to associate with that person.
Hey.
Umbona nje ebuyisa ngizwe la magama bawakhuluma,
yeah.
But hayi khona man, we are disappointed. You are lowering the sun. They see that actually this person is bringing our name down. All it's all about their names, their name, their title.
Yeah. I've seen another pride. A guy who says from now on, ngicela ungasangibizi brother sibanibani, ungibize apostle doctor.
Hey,
Matthew.
Fine.
Lendo tale. Sego udokotela manje. And angazi ngimbone mina enza i honors. Or enza i masters. Angazi nokuthi dissertation yakhe ikhuluma ngani. Angifuni ngokukhuluma ngethesis yakhe ku PhD. Ngambuza ke mina ngathi buti, konje ithesis yakho ithini? Athi Pastor Ray, what are you referring to? Ngathi hayi asiyeke bhuti
ngoba there is no thesis.
Hayi. Akushoko njalo. But you see, ngoba umuntu babunikezile lezi icu lezi, I know in the music industry the people who had been given this, even I at some stage was offered this. You know, because they say, look, through Gospel Gold, through programs, they've changed people's lives and stuff and stuff. Tina, as a theological seminar, we want to bestow upon you a PhD. And I am Bumbulu, AMPL. So, I know. But umuntu manje, athi ke yena, ungasangibizi brother Ray. Ngicela ungibize dokotela. Nabo makhelwane ngicela ukuthi bathi kimi, Dr. Makhelwane. Sengifundile manje umuntu uyibhalile ku Facebook land that hayi yena uMakhelwane bangibize Dr. Makhelwane yebo inkinga. Now I'm looking at Psalm 73 verse 6. It says therefore pride serves as their necklace, violence covers them like a garment. Where there is pride, there will always be violence, and that's a warning. But you see, pride hangs on a person like a necklace. That's why ningibize ngeziqu. Iziqu they are hanging where? Around the neck. Ningibize ngeziqu. Zize zifike nasemahlombeni la. Nalanga nasesifubeni. Ngibize ngeziqu. Madoda. Ha! Sipho.
It's so sad mfundisi ukuthi i-pride yakwenza ukuthi ube nama levels where you treat people ngokuba categorize ukuthi I'm not in their level. He's not my group in nine, and we've seen it in many institutions, even in my companies. We've seen them in churches, and Guba said that when we see in the house of the Lord corner, Sibugin le Lumunta prende gengayo, even the type of the car ambangayo, Sagabadi behavior, Sagabadi attitude, as a Kurumangayo in the band, the men in which Afunu Vela, Umeko Sting, Yinga Guba Legit Guti. Sikufundi selunga namhlanje as le verse ulifundile kuma Psalm 73 verse 6 and bengithi ngifunda lona la ngi version then he played King James version ithi therefore pride compass them about as a chain, violent cover them as a garment. Uyabona ukuthi le ndlela abazimbesa ngayo kuba uhlame eyintweni abazenzayo, uma izinto zingenzeki ngale ndlela bona bafuna ngayo. But it's either you do it or you jump. Awubeli ubuza kanjani, and yi-pride le awuzwelani nemizwa abanye abantu. Sozibona wena umkhulu kunabanye abantu, and i-pride yiyo le yenza ukuthi sizwe ukuthi cha impela usiphethe, asali usiphethe, but ma sofuna usizwise singaseke isizathu sesiyabonisa ukuthi seyi-pride le. Yingako uma ufunda Proverbs 21 verse 4 uthi ukuzidla kwamehlo nokuzichenya kwenhliziyo isibani sababi. Umuntu omubi mfundisi umbona ukuthi abe ne-pride. We son, it's a sin because abantu abasazweli ukuba around wena. Yingako sometimes bayabaleka abanye abantu when you are around. They don't feel ukuthi they are secured umkhona wena. Kumele kubonakale ukuthi impela nguwophele kahle kahle. Ngabe usinikeza into evele isibonise njengenehlisi ukuthi siphethwe nguwe wherever we are, because i-pride ifuna kuvele wena kunganasidingo. Yingako kubalulekile ukuthi asikikekeleni bathandekayo, ngoba i-pride yenza kube nehlaso. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2 uthi lapho kufika usichenya kufika nehlaso. Ngamanye amazwi, uma umuntu osene-pride angeke kuhlale kungabikho into ezomveza abe nehlaso, ngoba ibizolandela ukuthi ekwenzeni kwakhe uzokwenza kungenako ubuNkulunkulu, ngoba lobo uNkulunkulu bubalekiswa ukuthi umuntu uba nokusichenya. Ngingakho njengebandla kaNkulunkulu asisakhoni ukufinyelela mfundisi kwabanye abantu, ngoba i-pride yenza ukuthi sibabheke abanye abantu bengakhwalify ukuba kuma-ministry aid. How many times ubona amabandla ayoshumayela emkhukhwini, ayoshumayela kula bantu abangasebenzi angoba bazi ukuthi ngeke bakwazi ukunikela. Kukangakhi sibona abantu beyongena kuloya muzi ophansi emakhaya nakhona ongakuvela ngeke bakukhandela ikhofi, ngeke bakwazi ukusitatazelela, ngoba i-pride ifuna la khona ozobeka isitulo bese uyahlala. Bese ngalokuhlala kwakhe esitulweni akasaveli uNkulunkulu. Yingako akasizi umfundisi. Yingako namfundisi ngikufundile njengomuntu oshumayela ivangeli ukuthi angibe phakathi kwabantu, ngibe umuntu namphakathi kwabantu. So like uma ngiphakathi kwabo ngizazi ukuthi ngumuntu njengabo. Kungathi uma ngivela sekuphakama mina abantu bese babomchayimpela basakhona ukuphila, ngoba i-pride ine-self-life, ine-arrogance phakathi.
and the year later when they we persecute the poor. That's why we see what it can sin against God. Lasibona bonke abantu bephakama bese abantu kuba negreedy sidla nezinto ebekade zingafanelanga ukuza kithi ngokumele ziye kwabampofu but iqhaka ithi neke ngimnikeze lo. How many times sibona ama-politician mfundisi ukuthi athathe izindlu ngabe zibelonga to the poor but iqhaka that is neke bayinikeza abanye abantu abangama-colleagues abo bayidayisa bazirenda even to the white. It is because of the pride that reigns in our heart.
It's very sad. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We are talking about pride, what it is all about. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. Babongani, thank you so much.
Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay nabafethu ke lapho ke bangamagesti ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
Isihloko sithi pride. Pride is feeling of elation or satisfaction at one's achievements or qualities of possessions. Feeling high, importance, self-respect. Laba bantu ke abaphakeme abakhukhumele abangamathop shayela ke pride does destroy relationships imindeni ke iyehlukana ke umuntu ke maye sesebenze hola imali engcono ethenga ke isaka lempuphu ke lapha ekhaya usefuna ke bamkhothamele angabe senza ke futhi ke nemisebenzi obeka iyenza ke lapha ekhaya yehlukanisa ke futhi ke nabangani umuntu nje ke sekayibona engcono ke yena usehambela kude ke nabantu obeyiphila nabo ngenxa ke yalokhu kuphakama eyehlukanisa ke abantu ke endaweni eziningi pride. It shows up in lot of different ways like criticism, competition, stubbornness and superficiality. Pride is a self-deceiving. Someone who have a problem with pride can't see it in his life, but everybody can see it. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 ifundeka kanje, for all that is in the world, the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father but is of the world. God humbles anyone who acts proudly. Uba uNkulunkulu uyamehlisa umuntu ke ambeke phansi umuntu awe bu aweke esethekwini ke kuzwakaleke kwamhlabi yalingani ukuthi hayi indodi iwile impela. Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 16.
Yeah.
Your fierceness has deceived you. The pride of your heart. Oh, you who dwell in the cliffs of the rocks, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. The pride of those drunken leaders will be trampled underfoot. Ilaba ke abaholi ke bakwa Ephraim abebedakwa umbuso encwadini ke ka Isaiah 28 verse 1 and 3. Isaiah 28 verse 1 and 3. Nanamhlanje ke emazweni ethu abaholi ke abasiphethe ke badakwa yimibuso uNkulunkulu uzobehlisa ke labo ke. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lawlessness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 5 to 6. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Akazange uKristu Jesu eyisiqhuke sikaNkulunkulu afuneke ukuthi ke alingane ke noNkulunkulu njengabantu ke balaba baphakeme bazenzo uNkulunkulu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke. Amen.
Amen. Babongani, siyabonga kakhulu. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you say on this matter. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Now, here's another one. In Psalm 75, verse 4, I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. You know, when people lift up their own horn, self-praises. When people, bayazindla ngabo. Babhekela abanye phansi, bazimukisa phezulu bona ngoba bayazibonga. Pride. Asuka umuntu athi ya, awuthi ngiyozibonga, ngiyothenga ukudla lapha ni pay yam ke le. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sanibonani, yazi, ngakhuluma ngepride.
Yes, yes, my
ukuziphakamisa and it's a direct challenge uNkulunkulu. Guess what? Kune organization every year iyenza iPride parade.
Yeah.
Get that straight. Bayibiza abahlihle bathi a pride. Eh? Nabasuka lapho bathatha i-rainbow kaNkulunkulu bazimbese yona bayiphakamise. Le rainbow leyo uNkulunkulu bekuwuphawu lokuthi is gonna make peace with men, is not gonna destroy the world. Ever again with water. And that rainbow is also found in Revelation chapter 4. We read about it, the throne of the Most High. It's got a rainbow. Unkulunkulu uthanda izinto ezinhle. Bese kuba nabantu la emhlabeni. Yabona ukuthi abantu badlala ngengozi kanjani, balandela izinto abangazazi. Bayayomatsha, bayibiza ipride. Basho ukuthini? USathane bam-embrace fully because the sin ka Sathane ipride. The pride is inability to humble yourself. Ukuthi uzithobe ngaphansi komunye umuntu o angaphezulu. Yi pride. Isuka lapho. USathane bamtshela ezulwini. USathane une position yakhe, uNkulunkulu neyakhe, uJesu neyakhe. But i pride yamalela ukuthi abe nobuntu, abe ne humility, abe under, abe humble. Ukuba humble ke is to accept and do the will of uNkulunkulu. That is why but Yeshua was humble. I would be out his sweet and no but humble is to obey uNkulunkulu. Now in the pride, you are against his word. Everybody, especially laba abazibiza ukuthi bayi pride. Bane pride march. So yibo ke abantu aba direct conflict noNkulunkulu. And may God have mercy on them. I hope abanye abamlalele or ama relatives wabo bayabakhuza kule zinto. I-rainbow kaNkulunkulu i-pride nodlala ngayo. Bane pride eka Sathane. Bathathe isinqumo ukuthi bona uNkulunkulu abamphuni bazomdelela ngeke babe humble under him. So it's a decision abayenza consciously and abafihli bazirekhoda le ma TV baphume. Kune leader la efuna ukukhethwa yale South Africa. Yiyo kuphela umuntu omnyama izibiza ukuthi i-Black Jew mara ngiyibone izirephe nge flag ye pride ngiyazibuza ukuthi iJuda i-contradiction because iTorah is against leyo nto leyo angifuni umbiza ngegama uproud uyakhuluma la TV lo muntu loyo i-pride yakhe uyahamba ayolwisa i-Uganda mara ayolwisa i-China nayo against lento le akayolwisa i-Russia udelela laba abamnyama abakubo laba ama-China ne-Russia nama-Arab akaye kuma-embassy wabo. And then into engizisubhlungu yazi sono kanjani into ayenzayo uNkulunkulu, because now ne pride he humbles you. Look at Satan, look at Nebuchadnezzar. What happened to Nebuchadnezzar? You watch what's going to happen to these guys, to these people that be pride. Kuthi uNkulunkulu uzobayenza njani nalabo baku government manje i29 ubheke umhlolo uNkulunkulu azowenza ubheke bazishaya isifuba ngama position engasewaba bafuna ba humble. And most of the leaders by the pride, they never mention the word Jesus, none of them. At least loyo one unqondo wathi uzabusa aze afike kuJesu. The rest I've never heard any of these people. Why? Because of the pride. And i29 it's the end. uNkulunkulu uzobonisa uzoceda yonke lenyakanyaka. Then he will put the right people abazoba humble. Uba humble sichilo ukuthi uku obey ama commandments nama laws kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ah, thank you so much my friend. Eish, I can't wait to see you. Thank you very much. I appreciate. Thank you sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, the number also of the WhatsApp is 082-657-2729.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.